They're in products people use every day to help get grime off their hands, keep their faces acne-free, and even make their teeth pearly white. But environmentalists and New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand say plastic microbeads are polluting the country's lakes and streams. WRVO's Gino Gerentino reports.
While standing in front of Lake Ontario, Gillibrand announced her push to get companies to remove microbeads from personal care products like hand soap, facial scrubs, and toothpaste. She says the beads are too small to get caught by water treatment plants and eventually end up in lakes and rivers, where fish and birds can eat them. The senator is proposing a federal ban on plastic microbeads, though some companies have voluntarily removed them from their products.
Sometimes it's just an awareness that's necessary, because personal care product producers don't want to poison our Great Lakes, they don't want to poison our fish, they don't want to, you know, create something that's going to put toxins in our food supply. So I think with good advocacy, we can move the ball forward, even in advance of passing legislation.
Gillibrand cited a 2012 SUNY Fredonia study that found a high concentration of microbeads in three of the Great Lakes, including Lake Ontario. New York, California, and Ohio are considering prohibiting microbeads. In June, Illinois became the first state to ban the use of them in personal care products. In Oswego, I'm Gino Gerentino for WRVO News.